Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard joining us, holding it down live from New York City. Thank you to you, the people listening all over North America, on the free Odyssey app, tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Station could be named The Score, The Ticket, The Zone, The Game. My people here in Atlanta, 92.9 The Game. If you went to the pep rally, I hope you had a good time. Anyway, shout-outs to people listening on Sirius XM Channel 158. People locked in on smart speakers. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Consider yourselves lucky. It's a four-hour show, though. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We're getting ready for a full weekend of football. We got college back last Saturday. We got the NFL rolling on Sunday. Damn it, we got Dion in Nebraska tomorrow. You can wake up and watch that game. This is the time of the year where you just tell your family, screw you. Hopefully not that way. Don't tell your wife, your kids, don't say it to them that way. But you can disappear from your family if you want to. Just say, honey, I got to watch this, I got to watch that. Me, I got an excuse. I got to watch it for work. Best excuse ever. Even if I don't want to watch the game. Nah, I gotta watch the game for work and just be left alone. Anyway, we got a lot to get into. The first hour of the show, we took a look at a lot of the games and the teams and the players. People of interest, teams of interest for this season. You know, what happens with Jordan Love and the Packers? Last night we saw what took place with the Kansas City Chiefs. What do their wide receivers look like for the rest of the season? What does Aaron Rodgers do in New York? We got the rookie quarterbacks. We have the Bryce Youngs of the world. So we took a look at that. We talked briefly about Team USA basketball losing. Now they got Canada coming up in a bronze medal game. If the U.S. loses to Canada in the bronze, the United States of America, the basketball team, even though this is not their best talent out there, they're still going to be eviscerated. It'll be fun to watch. A basketball rivalry, a budding basketball rivalry between Team USA and Canada. Sign me up for it. Anyway, we're going to get into Dion and Nebraska, Colorado and Nebraska. We're going to talk about the NFC North. There's so much interest in what takes place now that Aaron Rodgers is gone. Cooper Kupp, it looks like this dude is in trouble. We'll talk about Miami, the Chargers, the Buffalo game, and the Jets on Monday night. So we got a lot to do. But let's just get this out of the way. USA basketball versus Canada is a growing rivalry. It's basketball, right? Big deal. The New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys is such a big rivalry. I feel like, damn it, every season they're starting things off now on Sunday Night Football. Two teams battling it out in the NFC East. America's biggest market with the New York Giants versus America's team with the Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately for the New York Giants, for the past several seasons, I mean dating back to about 2017, the Dallas Cowboys have owned them. This makes no sense. How are the New York Giants 1-11 versus the Cowboys over their last 12 meetings? 1-11. Are the Dallas Cowboys slipping them something into the pregame spread? Like, are they putting something in the water? What's the deal? The game is going to take place Sunday night at MetLife Stadium, which is a giant concrete dump out in New Jersey. My apologies, I said what I said. And here we have two teams. I don't want to say trying to fight for second place. They're obviously trying to fight for first place in the NFC East. But we know the Philadelphia Eagles are expected to come out on top and to win the division. Is it guaranteed? Is it going to happen? No, we have no idea. This is why they play the games. Now, having said that, what happens between the Cowboys and the Giants? The Cowboys disappoint again last season, okay? They go 12-5. They lose in a divisional round. We haven't seen them in a conference championship in more than a decade. This is bad. Don't even get me started on the playoffs, because then I got to start talking about Jerry Jones. He's the biggest reason as to why they are good but not getting over the hump. No Super Bowl since 96. And so the Dallas Cowboys, it's the same old story, the same old song, the same old dance. Every year. They're good. They should be good. But they're not championship good. A couple of seasons ago, and I got to give them credit, the Dallas Cowboys in their existence had the worst defense in their entire history. We have now graduated to a point where last season the Dallas Cowboys had more takeaways than any team in the entire NFL. The past two seasons, they've led the NFL in takeaways. And we can look at their defenders and try to figure out why. Michael Parsons knocking the living hell out of quarterbacks. We can look at Trayvon Diggs snatching the ball out of the air. They've now also have Stephon Gilmore. Like, they're going to put up points. They're going to take the ball away on defense. They're going to be quick. They're going to be fast. They're going to be fun. They're going to be exciting. But do they have the QB who can help them win? And we know who that is. It's Dak Prescott. And on Sunday night, he's going to be opposing a quarterback in Daniel Jones who's basically in his same pay scale. Daniel Jones got a new contract, 4 years, $160 million. The New York Giants shocked everybody. They had quite a few close calls go their way, but they go into the playoffs. They knock off the Vikings, who don't play no damn defense, and then they got smashed by the Eagles, 38-7. Daniel Jones gets rewarded with a contract. Saquon Barkley doesn't get the money that he wants. This was a two-person team, on offense at least. Saquon, Daniel Jones. Now they got Waller. You hope Darren Waller's healthy. He's dealing with a hamstring issue. And so between Daniel Jones, who's expected to now earn his money and not just be an average quarterback, but move into being a top 10 QB if you can, and then you got Dak Prescott, who last year led the world in interceptions with 15, and he ain't even play every game. He said, look, I know we're going to take on the Giants. I know we've beaten them up a lot. But the Giants ain't no pushovers. Listen to this.
I just want to keep on the streak. You know what I mean? I understand this is a good team. It's a different team. Almost every other couple years that we play them with the coaching changes they've had. But understanding what they did last year under Daboll with their offense, the progression, the defense, the players that they've added. That's a good team. Going to give them respect and just do what I've done every time playing these guys, prepare my ass off going into this game and just be ready for whatever they have. But they do have my respect, and it's always fun playing New York and definitely playing them up at their place. Probably the first time I've played them this early at their place, so excited for that, excited for the crowd. I'm just excited to be back in the game.
Oh, okay. He gave some credit to Brian Daboll, helped turn the New York Giants around in their first season. New York Giants, not a laughing stock, not a joke, something that they have been. And Brian Daboll, he talked about Daniel Jones as well. I told you, Daniel Jones led the way. He was healthy. He ran the ball. He threw the ball. He rushed for more than 700 yards, had 7 touchdowns. He did it all, him and Saquon. And so Brian Daboll, he knows where his bread is buttered, and he believes that Daniel Jones can pick up where he left off last season and be even better.
I don't think you can pick up where you left off. I think it's a new season, and you know we're going to have to do the things we need to do leading up to this week. He's had a good training camp. Now we got to, you know, turn the page and get here on Dallas, which we've been the last couple of days, and go out there and practice and make sure we correct the things that are going to happen and, you know, ultimately play well and make good decisions and move the ball down, and that's, you know, that's his role.
Damn, what a coach. What the hell you pay him for, man? What you pay him for? Guy's getting $40 million a year. You don't think he could pick up where he left off last season? I would think you expect him to be better. Sheesh.
You were giving Dable too much credit there.
Yeah, he's such a coach.
Yeah. He's a Belichick disciple for a reason, right?
He's like one of these parents where you come home and you get a 99, you get straight A's, and you go, why isn't this an A+? Why did you only get a 98 on your exam and not a 100? It's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, I guess when you're coach of the year, you can kind of be Mr. Grumpy if you want to.
I was going to use another word.
Yeah, I hear ya.
I was going to use another word. Well, how does Daniel Jones feel about this? His head coach is just telling him, hey, man, you're starting from ground zero again. And Daniel Jones is going to be home. He's going to be criticized for everything that he does now, win or lose, mostly with the losses. And Daniel Jones says, oh, yeah, I know we suck against Dallas, and I can't downplay. I got to up my game. Listen to this.
All these divisional games are big, for sure. So, yeah, it means a lot. It's a big opportunity for us, and we'll be ready to go. So, yeah, it's a big game. Because it's the first game, it's a big game. It's because it's a divisional game, and it's the next game. So, ready to go.
Daniel Jones, and I've heard him speak many times. It's nothing exciting. He has the personality of mayonnaise. It's just mayonnaise. There's nothing exciting about it. You know, it's just fat that you can throw on an egg and put in a mix, throw it on a sandwich. He's just boring. Not exciting. Hey, Chef, what's the most exciting thing you've ever heard or seen from Daniel Jones?
That's the problem, is there's nothing that stands out. I mean, like you said, he was historically great last year against the Vikings, and so you probably saw a more animated individual. You also knew he was going to get a big payday out of that. But I'll put it to you this way, JR. Look at his predecessor. I mean, you're telling me that guy was Deion Sanders in terms of personality?
Why don't you just say the guy's name? His name is Eli Manning.
We all know it's Eli Manning.
No, not everybody knows. People are like, what is he talking about? JR, it's Eli Manning.
If somebody's listening to any kind of sports content and doesn't know who the Giants quarterback was before Daniel Jones, they have been living under a rock for the last 20 years, or they were just born 2 years ago.
There's a lot of people who listen to the show because they want to listen to me, not because they're a huge sports fan.
You're telling me that anyone listening to this show right now, let's even put 2% on this. You're telling me 2% of your audience does not know who Eli Manning is and doesn't know the Giants quarterback for the last 20 years before Daniel Jones?
Did you hear what I said?
I did.
There are people who listen to the show.
Right.
Because they want to learn something. There are people who listen to the show who aren't all sports fans.
But it's
the vast majority, oh, yes, abso-freaking-lutely.
Right.
But you can say, hey, Eli Manning, not everybody knows. Chef.
It's a damn Manning, for God's sakes.
Who cares?
Everybody.
Well, Shep, you're the same guy. Wasn't it the other day you said LeBron is bigger than Messi?
No, I said Coco Gauff. Because tennis is a global sport, we have not had an African-American tennis player that has been rightfully and justifiably embraced. Serena never was. Venus wasn't to some extent. And when people began to respect Venus more so, she was no longer a dominant player. Coco Gauff is in uncharted territory. Obviously, Arthur Ashe was very much respected and held in high regard. The problem was tennis was not nearly globalized the way that it is today.
So Coco Gauff, I was talking about something you referenced last week, but you're talking about the other day. Coco Gauff can do what now?
Oh, no. I'm saying Coco Gauff because of her charisma, her personality, and just the exuberance that she, you know, imbues every single time she plays, she can be one of the world's biggest superstars. She's incredibly marketable. She's just 19 years old. Messi is on the back half, clearly, and Coco Gauff's
just
getting started.
Well, let's just say what it is. We don't need to just say what it is. She can be Serena.
No. She's gonna be bigger than Serena. She's going to be bigger than Serena. I'm not saying she's going to have the same success. We're talking 23 slams. Margaret Court, I believe, at 24.
I'm not talking about what she's doing on the court, 24 and 23.
She's going to be bigger because there's a lot of people in this country, fair or unfair, that could not stand Serena Williams.
Sure.
That's not the issue with Coco Gauff.
I mean, I ain't talking about on-court success. I'm not talking about just marketability. I'm just looking at it for what it is. Is there potential there for her? Yes. I'm not going to say that's the case, but we'll see. I digress. My ultimate point was not everybody just said, Daniel Jones's predecessor. Not everybody knows Eli. Not everybody. But even outside of that point, it is always about the quarterbacks. And Daniel Jones, he has a bland personality, which works for New York. Because the less that this guy does, the less that he says, it works in his favor. He's not a Kadarius Toney who had to delete his account because he was butthurt. And also he would go through games and just get into it with fans. Just mind your business. And so it is about the quarterbacks. Daniel Jones is going to be front and center on Sunday night. And then so is Dak Prescott. And when is Dak Prescott not front and center? Oh, yeah, and by the way, the Dallas Cowboys just traded for his potential replacement with Trey Lance. And Jerry Jones has been on a whole crusade about how he hopes he doesn't see Trey Lance and that he wants to figure out things and that he hopes Dak is the quarterback for a long time. Well, he was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, which Jerry Jones does when the season starts, and he gave an answer as to why Dak hasn't gotten a new contract and or a raise.
I'm curious if the price of quarterback continues to go up and you believe Dak will be here for a long time, does it not make more sense to try to get that extension done right now at a rate that might look good in 2 years?
Unless you'd have to cut four players right now to do that right now. And no, I'm going to use those players this year to win now.
Okay. Shep, that's the shortest thing that he's ever uttered in his mouth, right?
Yes.
Like if you ask Jerry Jones, hey man, what's the weather outside? Yeah, he's gonna go, well, listen, it was raining this morning, and then the humidity brought everything down, and then the humidity came down, and then it's gonna sunshine and rain, and he would go on for 20 minutes about the weather.
So JR, so let me tell you what that is about that you know all about this too well. Jerry Jones, and I don't know this
likes
for
the sound of his own voice.
Yes, I don't know this for sure.
It's what old people do.
Yes, I am 99.9% sure.
Uh-oh.
When he
Uh-oh.
Does these cupcake interviews, he gets a list of exactly what he is going to be asked. When you are that age, you like to be prepared. And that's why he goes on these 2-minute, 3-minute answers, because he knows exactly what's coming his way and what he wants to put out there. This was off the cuff, and so he didn't know how to answer this question.
They don't always cupcake him. I don't think he gets easy, softball questions. I can't give a strong example.
Right.
But I've listened enough over the past few years to know that they challenge him. Sometimes he gets his feathers a little ruffled when they speak to him.
JR, that Trey Lance famous bite that he had. About he doesn't have to answer to anybody. It's his decision. He doesn't need to check in with anybody. That was by his own admission. Nobody asked him that question. And that's the question that I think a lot of people wanted to know is, why go after Trey Lance? Is he the heir apparent? Do you really not have that much confidence in Dak given the whole contract situation? I think you're being very kind to the ticket by saying this is not like a conduit to promote Jerry Jones.
No, it's not promote, but it's hand him over cupcake questions.
Yeah, but they're basically sound pieces, and they are a window for the Dallas Cowboys. They're like a marketing team, the same way Woj is for the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
They also happen to pay for it. Let's keep that in mind.
Correct.
And so, yeah, but I wouldn't call it cupcake. They challenge him at times enough for the old man to get upset and to be bothered. Is that every time? Hell no, not every time. But I want to give him a little bit more credit to say that they're just kissing his ass. That's an old ass to kiss. And either way, when you're old, you're grumpy. And that's what Jerry Jones is. He's grumpy enough to look at his team and go, well, we haven't won since 1996. We can't get over the hump. Here we are starting another NFL season on Sunday Night Football against the New York Giants. And okay, yeah, sure, we can beat the Giants. Can we beat the Niners? Can we beat the Eagles? Can we actually go back to a Super Bowl? It's the same old song and dance every year with the Dallas Cowboys. It's almost, I mean, we got guys on TV who make it a shtick to love and hate the Cowboys because it's just, they just don't do anything. They're just average or good, or maybe they're historically bad with their defense a couple years ago, and they give everybody a good laugh. What am I expecting from the Cowboys this season? Maybe they'll snatch another wild card spot and then lose in the playoffs to the Niners. Again, that's what I expect. Because Dak Prescott, he ain't as bad as some people want to paint him out to be. But he ain't in that upper echelon of QB. He's good. He gets a lot of the attention because he plays quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. That's it. But he's good. Give him a break. I know he said he's not going to go out there and throw the INTs like he did last year, but what does that mean? Is Dak going to come back and say, hey, guys, he has 40 touchdowns and five interceptions? No, I don't think he's going to wake up and be Aaron Rodgers in his prime, but I think he's going to be good. But the deal with the Dallas Cowboys is good isn't good enough, and Jerry Jones isn't getting any younger. He's going to be tapping Trey Lance on the shoulder and telling him get in there. He's going to be showing Mike McCarthy the door. Dallas Cowboys are just, they treat it like Sparta. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Cowboys and the Giants get things going Sunday Night Football. Is this going to be the same old Cowboys? Do you have any feelings of optimism when it comes to the Cowboys, or is it the same old story? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break, and then we're going to get into somebody who used to play for the Cowboys. Now he's a college coach. I'll tell you about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? I agree with you. I like your show because I tend to disagree, but tonight I agree.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants going at it on Sunday night. I'm looking at like a rerun. Like, I'm sitting down and watching I Love Lucy for the 1,000,000th time. Like, I could pretty much predict everything that's going to happen. Maybe word for word. And so here with the Dallas Cowboys, bunch of playmakers on offense, bunch of playmakers on defense, Michael Parsons on one side, the continued emergence of CeeDee Lamb, and now you add Cooks into the mix as well. The Dallas Cowboys are going to be good. They should be good enough to make the playoffs, but do you have confidence that they can go, I don't know, to a conference championship game? Something that they haven't done in more than a decade. I don't know if Dak is that dude. Let's see if he can take and elevate his game to a whole nother level. And the New York Giants, they'll be okay. I'm expecting the Giants to be average at minimum, and they should compete for a wild card spot. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make it. Don't make it into the playoffs. I mean, last year, I don't want to say that they got lucky, but they played some real close games that made you go, well, damn, how'd the New York Giants get here? New head coach, new players. Darren Waller should help if he's healthy, already dealing with a hamstring. Just wild stuff already. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Chicago, and I think this is the Uber driver, Daniel. Hey, Daniel, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, your man of respect.
What respect what? Who what?
Yeah, I said the man of respect. You are the
man
of respect.
Oh, the man of respect. That's me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's you.
Nice to know.
So I
what's
just
up?
Want to let you know the road to Super Bowl begins on Sunday with Green Bay Packers.
You mean the Chicago Bears beating the Packers and then going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir. We're gonna the road to Super Bowl begins on Sunday with Chicago and with Green Bay Packers. We're gonna beat Green Bay Packers, and we're gonna be going along the road like that. The road begins on Sunday at 3:25.
All right. I mean, what am I going to say? The Bears were one of the worst teams in the NFL last year.
Don't say that, they are.
No, it's the facts. That's what it was, right?
That was 2022. That was 2022. We are in 2023 now, right?
Yeah. Well, that would be the biggest. Year. That'd be the biggest turnaround in NFL history.
Yes, and right. It's a new calendar year.
Yeah, sure. It's a new calendar year, but there's a lot of pieces on the base that are pretty much the same, man. And so, I mean, it's good. Their defense can't be as bad as they were last year. They added, Yannick Ngakoue is there. They got Tremaine Edmonds from the Buffalo Bills because Roquan is now gone. But.
And we got improved on offense.
Who?
We got DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah, as the wide receiver, yes. Chase Claypool is now going to have a full season, a full year, yes.
No, we don't. Yeah, we got the guy from the return kicker, punch returner. Punch returner, we got that guy from, we just got the guy from, from one team. The guy was good.
Okay.
Punch returner. So we got everything in place.
So this is going to lead towards a Bears Super Bowl.
The road begins on Sunday. Yeah.
Good
luck. The Super Bowl begins on Sunday at 3:25.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. Where's the road lead for you? Are you Uber driving right now?
Oh no, I'm going home now.
Oh, you're done Ubering for tonight. Did you have a good night? You made some money?
I just came back from Houston. My son got a baby girl.
Congratulations. Is this your first time being a grandpa?
No, I got four. This is the fourth one.
Oh, well, congratulations, man. That's
nice.
Thank you. Hey, Jared, can I ask Daniel a personal question? Daniel, if you don't mind me asking, what is your Uber rating?
Mine?
Yes.
Mine's 4.95.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You got peppermints in the back of your car?
Wow.
Oh, I just got, the way I treat people. I talk to them with respect. That's why I like JR. Because he's a man of respect. I like him.
I don't hand out
people.
I don't hand out mints and water, though.
You don't have to give them all right. It's the way you talk. People respect themselves, you respect them. That's what I do. And the way you talk to people, I like it. That's why I call you the man of respect.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to put that on a hoodie because it's going to be too cold for a T-shirt. So I'm going to put that on a hoodie. Okay, Daniel?
Okay.
Well, have a good night, and congratulations with the addition to your family, okay?
Thank you. Have a nice
weekend. You have any daughters, Dan? You have any daughters?
Oh, yeah. I got my last one is a daughter,
How
talking
old
about
is she?
My grandchildren?
Now forget your grandchild. How old is your daughter?
Oh, my daughter is now 30 years old.
She's 30. Okay. Oh.
Where
is she? Is she in Chicago or Houston?
It's in Chicago, but my son is in Houston.
I don't care about your son. All right, Daniel, I'm going to talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Daniel, for calling from Chicago. Thank you. Hey, you heard it? His daughter's 30. Yep. Good age, right?
Yeah, it's a great age.
Yeah, good age. He said she's in Chicago, right?
That's what he said. And apparently, we don't know how old his son is because he just wanted to know about the daughter.
Yeah, you're right. I don't care about his son. I don't care about his son. Congratulations to Daniel as his family expands. It's nice. He's a grandpa now. Now he can give that grandchild mints and water. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John? How are you?
Doing great tonight. Lifelong Packers fan, so I got to say your previous call is wrong. Green Bay is going to win it on Sunday. Malik Heath will come up, you know, with Watson and Dobbs probably out, and I think we take it anyway.
You got to appreciate his optimism, though, right?
Yeah, you got to be, you know, as a Bears fan, you always got to be on the positive side because you know it's going to be a losing season.
Oh, damn. Well, okay. Anything else?
I got a question for you. You know, being a Packers fan, I thought we kept McCarthy too long. You know, really didn't like him toward the end of his tenure with us. You know, and so he's taken over. You know, the play calling duties for Dallas this year, and Kellen Moore is out with the Chargers. I just want to know what your opinion is on who you think is going to have a better year calling plays, and which offense is going to, you know, do better.
Well, if I got to make a comparison, the first thing I'm thinking about is the dude who's going to throw the ball around. And I think there's a difference between Justin Herbert as a quarterback and then taking a look at Dak Prescott. And so I think Kellen Moore is going to have a great opportunity. There's two things that always slow down the Chargers year after year after year. It's injuries. And then after injuries, you look at the play calling, like what took place against the Jacksonville Jaguars, where they decided to just completely choke things away. If Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are able to stay healthy, Justin Herbert is just going to throw that ball all over the place. And I think relatively speaking, especially with Austin Eckler, the guy's a Swiss Army knife, I think that they're going to have a better offense than the Cowboys, man.
Oh, that's what I love to hear. All right, well, you guys have a great night.
Well, thank you, John. I could be wrong, but it's just a thought. Just a thought. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I can tell you what else is just a thought. It's going to come to reality tomorrow, actually. A former Dallas Cowboy is going to be in Boulder, Colorado in his first home game coaching against Nebraska. Deion Sanders at home. Colorado versus Nebraska. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Can Deion start the season 2-0? Is Nebraska with Matt Rhule, are they going to start 0-2? We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. We got some more NFL talk coming as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I got something for you, folks. Pay attention. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you're the MVP. Because when you see that green check, you'll know that part fits your vehicle. eBayMotors.com. That's eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You want to talk about a fit, something Deion Sanders was always known for, showing up in an outfit, making people pay attention to what he was doing on the way into the stadium, and then you certainly paid attention to what he was doing out on that field. And now we're seeing what Deion Sanders is capable of doing on the sidelines, whether it's going from a high school game to coaching his sons at Jackson State, now stepping it up in the Pac-12 for now with Colorado. We saw the big victory this past weekend against TCU, and now he has an opportunity in his home debut in Boulder, Colorado, to walk away with another victory against Nebraska. And we saw all of the points that Colorado put up against TCU, 45-42. Four receivers with 100 yards. His son Shador Sanders threw for more than 500 yards, which was a record for Colorado. And Nebraska's just going to try to go out there and they're going to try to muck the game up. They're going to try to run the football. It's a contrast of styles here. You have Matt Rhule expected to turn another organization or another team or another school around. He did it with Temple. He did it with Baylor. And he choked. I mean, last week against Minnesota, they only mustered 10 points. And they lost 13-10. Now, these are two teams that before they kind of split and went their separate ways, Colorado to the Pac-12, Nebraska to the Big Ten, that they used to play every year. But the rivalry still exists. I know there are a lot of people not happy with all of the conference and team realignment and what team used to play this team and the rivalries, all of that's going away. Deion Sanders, he talked about Colorado versus Nebraska, and even though he just got to the scene, he's already been made well aware about what this means. Take a listen.
Rivalries are rivalries. There's some more severe than others. I like it. It's delightful. So I've learned the severity, the serious nature of this rivalry, and I'm embracing it 100%. This is personal. That's the message of the week. This is personal.
He just learned that. He just got there. They told him it's personal. I guess they told him because he hasn't experienced it yet. And it's going to be fun. This is an early game. You can wake up on the East Coast, if you depending on what time you wake up. It's at noon. Everybody else is still an early morning game. I'm going to tune in to see what Nebraska does. Are they going to be able to hang in there against Colorado in the passing attack? I mean, their quarterback, and I know him because he used to play here in Georgia for Tech, Jeff Sims. The man just threw the ball away to Minnesota three times last week. And so if he has to throw the ball around and try to keep up with Shador Sanders, man, I'm not counting on that happening. And so, Deion, this sounds crazy. This was a Colorado team that people had to go, well, what are they going to do? They went 1-11 last year. They picked up a victory against a team that got smashed in the national championship. I think Colorado is going to start the season off 2-0. They're currently ranked 22nd out of the AP polls, 25 or top 25 rankings. And I think they're going to continue on. I don't think Nebraska is going to be able to keep up with them. It's going to have to be a dirty, drag out, ball control, turnover filled type game if Nebraska is going to come away. Or maybe Matt Rhule has got something up his sleeve. Hey, Shep, are you excited to check this game out? Or it's Deion, man.
Yeah, that's it. You said it. He spit the bit, and I mean Matt Rhule in week one. I don't think he's going to be the difference maker, and Deion Sanders is the ultimate difference maker. I mean, I used to think Nick Saban was bigger than Alabama. There's no coach, I think, in the history of that college football that is bigger than his program the way that Deion is. He's only coached one game at this point, JR. It is must-see TV. I don't think he's going to last that long in Colorado, to be honest, so the Buffalo fan base better appreciate him while he's still there.
Where do you think he's going, the NFL or another team?
Well, that all depends. Kyle Shanahan is not going anywhere anytime soon, so we rule out the 49ers where he used to play.
Okay.
Mark McCarthy is on shaky ground, and Jerry Jones loves him. What he loves more than control is stars, and there's not a bigger star in all of football right now, JR, college or NFL, than Deion Sanders. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, we talked about this earlier in the week.
Sure.
Do you believe the two of them would be able to fit in a room?
Yes.
In the same stadium, in the same city?
Yes. Because Jerry, whether it's the playmaker, Emmett, Troy, he can take a back seat if it's to a player. He has not been able to do that with a general manager, which he is the general manager de facto, or a head coach. We saw that with Bill Parcells. We saw that with Jimmy Johnson. But he understands that Deion Sanders is an all-time great player. And I think there's a reverence he has, being a former player himself when he was at Oklahoma, that Deion, he's going to be able to take a step back for. I do believe that, JR.
You think Jerry Jones would take a step back for another human being?
if that man is Deion Sanders and he's the greatest cornerback to ever play in the history of the sport, and he's one of two-way, you know, players in terms of professionally, him and Bo, that we've seen in our lifetime, yeah, I think even Jerry Jones can muster some ego swallowing and acquiesce to Deion. I do.
This is... I'm the boss. I don't have to ask anybody who I acquire. I don't have to get anybody's opinion. I can just go out and do Jones.
Jerry, can you say that? Can you say that one more time?
This Jerry Jones, who earlier this week told everybody,
yeah,
"I'm the boss. I don't have to ask anyone who I acquire. I don't have to get anybody's permission. I don't have to get any opinions. I can just do it because I'm the boss." Him,
right?
I don't know. Well, here's the deal, Deion. What's the earliest he would leave? Next year? You think he'd leave? If Jerry Jones called Deion and said, "Come coach the Cowboys," he'd leave, right?
In a New York minute, in a Dallas minute, yes.
A Dallas minute seems longer.
It does. It does.
New York minute's supposed to be fast.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. It would be cool to watch. It'd be cool as hell. Would the NFL be ready for? He has so much more to prove. Like, we got to see what happens throughout the course of this season.
Yeah, man. But JR, what means more, winning a Super Bowl or competing for a national championship? He's got an even playing field if he goes to the NFL. Colorado's behind the eight ball, even with guys like Hunter and Shador.
There's more stress. There's more room for failure. If Deion got the opportunity, I think he'd jump at it. And if it didn't work out, maybe he goes back to college. Maybe he goes home. I don't know. It's a cool question. It's cool to think about. I just don't know. I could see it ending badly. It'd be a drama. It'd be a soap opera. If you thought the Dallas Cowboys, even up until this point, were just drama city and a talking point, win, lose, or draw. To say that Deion is now the coach would take them to another level. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Deion Sanders and his potential as a coach, maybe even in the NFL? We'll talk about it on the other side. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
with this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.